lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by regular-sized Kev, our resident movie reviewer, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning. I'm giving you a very quiet hello.
A little bit of a quiet hello. I guess that is suiting the theme of the movie we're talking about this week. It's a new horror flick, a post-apocalyptic one, which intrigues me, by the name of A Quiet Place.
Yes, we are. So A Quiet Place takes place in rural America and follows a family that is being plagued or haunted by a couple of monsters that hunt via sound.
This is Jim from The Office and his real-life spouse, Emily Blunt, I believe, playing the main couple.
Yes. So John Krasinski came up with the idea, or was one of the people that came up with the idea. And when he was going around thinking who he's going to be casting in his movie, his wife, Emily Blunt, had a read of the script and went... You know what? Why don't you just cast me instead? And then he went, oh, well, of course. You know, you've won awards. You know, I'll just cast you as my on-screen wife.
Easy. Sorted.
Easy. Yeah, easy. So I just wanted to say that it's a very, very well-crafted story. It's very unique as well. You don't really see stuff like A Quiet Place really common hitting the cinemas. And a very good horror story is made by a very good monster, right? Mm. And I just wanted to ask you, Sean, because you love horror movies.
I'm a big horror fan, yeah. Yes. I'm a big monster movie fan.
Yeah, so I just wanted to ask you, right, what do you think makes a good monster?
What makes a good monster? Actually, there's a couple of schools of thought on this one, if I'm honest. In fact, you know, just 5 minutes ago, I was mentioning Wave of Mutilation, which was my first book, and that's a zombie novel. And I'm a huge, huge fan of zombies. I quite like the reflection of zombies within themselves. You know, the fact that zombies are, you know, in a sense, you know, people that have all died a horrific death standing right in front of you, offering you a horrific death. The two schools of thought, my sense is you're going to have a horde of easily killable monsters like zombies, or you can have one big, scary, imposing, impossible-to-kill monster like, you know, something like the kaiju in the Pacific Rim we were talking about the other week. So those are my kind of two schools of thought on monsters, and we kind of develop from there.
Yeah, so this movie takes a lot of notes from the second school of thought that you mentioned, which is a big, scary, imposing figure. And, of course, it hunts via sound. So can you imagine, just without this monster, can you imagine spending a day without absolutely making no sound at all? You know, like if you eat cornflakes, you can't eat cornflakes because if you make a sound, then it comes to get you, right? That's a pretty scary thought, right?
And yeah. It wouldn't do terribly well for us in this particular career choice.
Definitely not. With the monsters, it takes note from Jaws. So these monsters, they're scary smart, right? And they only show up for most of the movie in just very quick flashes. They come in, get their victim, run off. They only appear on screen for, you know, 2 or 3 seconds, right? And that's terrifying. Not only that, but they also, like John Krasinski, I keep calling him by his character's name now, yeah. He's the director as well, and he ratchets up the tension by doing something that most horror movies rely on as a crutch, which is silence, right? So when it's silent in a horror movie, you know, oh no, it's going to be another jump scare, right? But the whole movie is that. Just silence.
I'm being curious as to how they actually have managed to work this one, because as you say, the idea of the film is you must be completely silent. This includes speaking, obviously enough, and the characters, for the most part, from what I can tell from trailers and the like, communicate largely through sign language. Not exactly the easiest way to get an audience in their seats, you know, a whole film promising you characters communicating by sign language the entire time.
So what he does is, instead of making it completely like a silent film like from the 1920s, he has really good sound designers, and you can hear the leaves, like he accentuates the sound design of the surrounding area, the sand when a character is running on sand, or, you know, the leaves of the trees when it's windy. And then it also highlights whenever a sound is a bit louder than that, and then therefore would attract the monsters. And so then that also makes it very scary as well. Just thinking at any moment, a loud bang, something falling off a table, would make a sound louder than these rustling trees running on the sand, and would also scare the audience as well.
Mm.
And finally, I noted the reaction across the audience as well while I was at the screening. When I wasn't, you know, too focused on the screen, I could literally hear someone else in the audience silently crying to themselves. That's the thing, was that the movie is so well directed, right? You just can't keep your eyes off the screen. You can't, you know, I thought like of going, for example, to a toilet break, but I was just so focused on this movie that nobody wanted to leave their seats. That's how well directed this movie is.
This is a great wrap, I gotta say. Are there, Kevin, any drawbacks?
I would say, yeah, there's at least one thing that would work against this film is that it's a horror movie. So there is on occasion one or two jump scares. Annoyingly, some of the jump scares focus on one of the members of the family scaring the other. Maybe they just popped out of a hiding place or something, but either way, it's played as a jump scare and, you know, complete with the horror chords and so on, you know, dun dun. And literally at one point I was thinking, you know, normally in a horror movie, you know, I would say that's fine, but in this movie where you're not supposed to scare your members of the family into going ah or something like that, you know, it sort of works, you know, a bit contrary to the idea of the movie. And even at one point I heard a member of the audience going, are you seriously kidding me? Because he was thinking the same thing I was. It's very counterintuitive for a member of the family to scare another member into making a noise, you know?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Okay, well, A Quiet Place, it actually sounds like a pretty great film if you're into sort of, you know, horror, post-apocalyptic kind of film. Thank you very much, Regular Size Kev.
You're welcome.